And the story is A Millennium of Solitude, which is a Luna-centric fanfiction by DSN E. Smith. And the description reads: 1,000 years is a long time. When Luna is banished by Celestia, she finds herself trying desperately to cope with her long, lonely imprisonment. This is a record of her thoughts. Millennium of Solitude, Day 1.
That witch! She thinks it's over. Dear sister, this is just beginning. Your reign is over. I will crush you under my hooves. You and your son, your symbol of power. You can both burn to ashes. I'll see you hanged for this. How dare you? I swear I will bring your power to its end, sister, and night will last eternally. All of Equestria will bow before their rightful ruler, the goddess of night. This world is mine.
Day 2. Celestia, you always did have a cruel sense of humor. Banishment to the realm I created. My place of power and authority. Everything I see is mine. You fool, the moon is my servant. I tell it when to rise and when to set. I set its phases and proclaim its patterns. I am the master of this domain. Day 3. It must be the elements. Damn her. Despite my command, the moon refuses to listen. I feel empty, as though my connection to the night has shriveled and died. Is this what fear feels like? I am a goddess. I do not feel fear. I create it. No matter. No prison can hold me for long. It's only a matter of time, dear sister. Day 6. Defeat. Though I am the mightiest flyer in the cosmos, even my wings cannot beat upon a vacuum. I suppose I'm fortunate that I created the moon with air at all. This might be far more uncomfortable if I couldn't breathe. I shall find another way out of this place, no matter how long it takes me. Day 10. 10 days. 10 days. And every day, when the planet below me turns, I know that she is raising the moon. My moon. I think when I return, I'll send her to the sun. My investigations have revealed the nature of my prison. My wanderings are unrestricted. I have full rein of the surface. Fat lot of good it does me. My magical abilities, however, have been severely affected. I have yet to explore the full effects the elements of harmony may have had on me, but the simple solution of teleporting myself back to Equestria is not an option. When I reach into the magic to cast the spell, I can feel the power slipping away. That's fine. I always did enjoy a challenge, and this is one game I'm not going to lose. Day 12. Every spell I cast fizzles and fades before my eyes. I can't even lift a simple rock. This humiliation will not go unpunished. Celestia, when I return, you're going to wish you'd killed me. The worst is the voice. Whenever I touch the magic, I hear this whisper. It's so familiar. Day 18. I'm so hungry. Gods don't need food to survive, but the gnawing in my stomach has turned into physical pain. I summoned a loaf of bread, but even as I bit into it, it dissolved into magical dust. Thwarted again. Day 21. Can't think straight. 3 weeks since last meal. So weak. Day 22. Food. Need food. Day 25. Can't do this anymore. Nothing to eat but dust and rocks. So hungry. Day 26. Please, food. Need food. Can't think. Can't breathe. Can't. Day 27. No choice. Today I sank to my knees and plunged my head into the dust. I swallowed as much as I could. It tasted vile. After the first few mouthfuls, I retched and vomited it all back up. I tried again, and this time the rocks stayed down. I wept bitterly. Day 31. I must escape. I cannot stay here. I may be immortal, but any longer in this place, and I'll go insane. Magic has failed me, and I cannot fly more than a few kilometers in the air. Perhaps the moon itself can aid me. Today I began writing my calculations in the dust. If I can work up enough velocity around the moon, its gravity can slingshot me back to Equestria. A tall order, but for a goddess nothing is impossible. Day 33. Failure. I flew faster than any pony has ever flown. Wind lashing my face like a whip. But as I flew, I felt her. Her voice whispering in my ear, just like when I tried magic. I don't know what she was saying, but with every wingbeat I felt drained. For hours I continued circling the moon so fast the stars began to blur in my vision. But Celestia had won again. I lost control and crashed to the ground. I laid there for a long time, stung with defeat. I am too tired to try again today. Too tired even to wipe away the tears. Day 35. It was the same as before. But this time I heard the words. I recognized them.
Luna, please. This is madness.
Then my own voice echoed back. Sister, I have suffered under you for longer than I can remember. Now is the time of the night. All Equestria shall behold my works and rejoice in their splendor. All shall love me.
Luna, listen to yourself. Think about what you're doing, please. Don't force me to do this.
As if you could stop me, Celestia. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of all of you and your ignorance. My beautiful knight deserves better, and I'm going to give it better.
I do what I must, sister.
You can try.
I call upon the elements of harmony.
What? What?
Honesty. Kindness. Stop. Stop it. Sister. Laughter. Generosity.
No!
Loyalty. I'm sorry, sister.
Celestia, wait!
Magic.
And then I fell. Fell forever. Day 53. The silence is unbearable. I sang to myself, trying to stave off the loneliness. An old song, sung to fools to put them to sleep. Hush, little filly, don't say a word. Mommy's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird won't sing... I miss the sound of singing birds. I miss the brush of fresh air across my face. I miss real food, real voices. I have no friends to miss, just the one. I'm sorry, sister. Day 60. Eternal night, a beautiful and terrible thing. But now I see. From my place here on the dark side of the moon, I can look out upon my creation and see its beauty endlessly. But though I have what I always wanted, I realize the moon is sterile, utterly lifeless. Without the sun, nothing exists but the dust I have come to loathe. This, then, was the fate I unknowingly wished on our wonderful world. Celestia, forgive me. I didn't know. Day 6, 7, 8. I no longer know how long I have been imprisoned. I haven't had any contact with another pony for so long. Every day I walk in circles around the lunar surface. I don't know why. I just know that if I ever stop, if I lay down to rest, I will lose what little hope I have left. Unknown. Today I tried to talk to Celestia. When we were young, younger than any alive today remember, we would speak our thoughts to each other. So bonded were we that we could understand, even without our voices. I opened my mind as I have not for centuries, and called out to her. Celestia, are you there? Please, Celestia, answer me. I need to talk to you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Sister, I was wrong. I just wanted the people to love me like they love you, to see my works and hold them up with your own. I never meant to hurt any pony, not even you. I'm so lonely. Please say something, anything. I just need to hear your voice. She didn't answer. I don't know if she even heard me. I don't know if anyone's still alive down there. This crushing isolation is the only thing I know for sure. Unknown. Today I met a new friend. I've decided to call him Edward. He's just a rock, but that's okay. I'm glad to have someone to talk to, even though he never talks back. Just having someone to listen is nice. I told him about the time I created the Orion Nebula. It was so wonderful. I gathered all this dust together and swirled it around and around until it glowed. I poured as much magic as I could into the little stars inside, and I could feel how right it all was. I blew a little bit of myself into it, giving it the color and beauty of my soul. It was breathtaking. I came back to Equestria proud of my new creation. I showed it to Celestia. She was delighted. Oh, she would always get so excited about my sky. Why, every week she would stay up at least one night with me to look at the stars. I'd tell her about each one and how they all got their names. But she was the only one. None of our subjects cared much for the sky. Only my sister. Unknown. Today, Edward and I played a game. He would pick something out, and I would have to guess what it was. He was a little predictable. He isn't the brightest person. After I guessed Moondust for the fifth time, he said he was getting bored. So we started just talking again. I told him about the constellations and told him who all of them were. The bear constellations, named after the fearsome creatures that lived in the deep cave down on Equestria, were his favorites. Day 458. I'm talking to a rock. I must be losing my mind. I have little flashes of lucidity, little realizations that I'm being foolish. But what else is there? I don't know anymore. Celestia won't answer me. I haven't heard the sound of a real voice in over a year. Much more of this and I'll go insane. I need a task. I need to stay focused. Day 470. Escape. 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 I have to get out. I have to get back. I'll apologize. I'll grovel. I'll do anything she wants. I just have to get out of here. Day 500. I began testing the magical barriers again, thinking that perhaps the restrictions on my powers had weakened. They haven't. Day 501. I tried flying again. It's been so long since I've used my wings I could barely hover above the ground. Try again tomorrow. Day 502. Boredom is the enemy. Boredom promotes apathy. Apathy is death. I need to keep busy. I think I'll take up art. Day 503. I've begun drawing in the dust with my hooves. I made a dog. It's not very good, but at least it's keeping my mind alert. Day 504. Today I tried a pony. The flank was misshapen and the mane was scribbled on, but it was recognizable. Day 523. Every day I get better. I can draw different ponies now. Over there's a unicorn, here's a Pegasus. Over there I've drawn up a crude weather team. This isn't working. I'm losing focus. And sometimes I think that rock is looking at me. Unknown. Edward was angry with me. I haven't been talking to him lately, he said. I told him that I've just been trying to focus on my new hobby. And he forgave me. We looked at the stars again tonight. I told him all about Cygnus, the constellation I created in honor of an old pet I owned a few millennia ago. Edward's such a good friend. Day 598. I'm losing my mind. Today I destroyed that rock. I'm not falling prey to that delusion again. I can't give up hope for escape. Have to stay busy. Can't let myself slip again. Obviously, drawing pictures in dust isn't going to... Drawing in the dust? Brilliant! How could I not have seen... Never mind. I'll draw a picture of myself in the dust. A huge picture. I'll make it so big that every pony in Equestria will be able to see it. When Celestia sees it, she'll know that I want to return. This could take a very, very long time. Good thing I've got all the time in the world, then. Day 621. I finished the outline of the head. Tomorrow I'll begin work on the back. Day 740. It's been so long. I've worked so hard. The horn is done. I've dug out a few miles of dust by hoof, creating a long, shallow trough in the surface. It's going to take an unthinkably long time to dig up the rest of this. But it's worth it. Day 800. I can't dig anymore. My hooves are cracked and bleeding. Moondust can't fill me up. I need real food. I need some pony to talk to. I need friends. I need freedom. Day 802. I've put my project aside for now. I need to recover for a while. To keep myself busy, I've begun counting stars. I used to know exactly how many there were. I've long since forgotten. I lie on my back, wings folded at my side, and name them one by one. The stars. Ancient magic there. Day 803. Celestia, can you hear me? Are you still out there? Is anyone still out there? Day 850. I've explored every inch of this place. My hooves are nearly healed. I can begin working again soon. Day 870. Today I started digging out the shadow of the head. A great mountain serves as the eye to this mare in the moon. Celestia has to recognize it sooner or later. Day 936. About halfway done with the head. I'm so glad I chose to make the moon this small. If I'd created anything close to the size of Equestria, well, this project could take centuries instead of years. Day 1000. I called out to Celestia today, over and over again. I'm certain she can't hear me now. Why would she ignore me? We're sisters. We belong together, ruling our people with dignity and grace. Dignity. I have no dignity.
My beautiful coat is stained black from all the dust. My hooves are constantly cracked and sore, and my throat burns like fire. Another year or two of digging, and my portrait will be complete. Celestia will free me, and everything will be like it was.
Day 1249. Routine helps me. I get up for a few hours every day, and I dig. Dig, 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 dig. I've begun to sleep longer and longer every night. I'm terrified that I'm going to slip into a deep slumber and never wake up again. I need food.
Day 1278. I don't know how long I was asleep. When I woke up, all the stars had moved half a season ahead. I'm losing track of time. I can't stop digging.
Unknown. Today, I heard Edward. Edward can't say anything. He's dead. I killed him. But I hear his voice all around me. He's part of the moon now. He's in the dust and the rocks. He's very angry.
Day 1424. Even sleep is no solace now. I hear strange voices in my dreams. I see things. Sometimes the ground opens up and swallows me. There's blackness everywhere. No stars. I can't breathe. I feel the ground pressing down on me. Then I wake up, gasping.
Day 1431. I haven't dug anything in nearly 4 months. I have to start again. Celestia must not recognize the profile yet. Need to dig. Dig, dig, dig.
Day 1498.
Years. I've been here for years. Time has begun to pass quickly for me. I sleep for weeks at a time and wake for only a few hours. Gods do not feel the time as mortals do. But I am very tired of this place.
Day 1569. I've just woken from the longest sleep yet. 50 days have gone by without a single trough dug in the ground. The head is over halfway done. I must finish. Hundreds of miles to cover. Every time I sleep, I run the risk of not waking up.
Unknown. I was digging today. I nearly had a mile dug out when Edward tripped me. He laughed at me when I fell in the dust. I just curled up and cried. He told me that I was all alone, that no pony loved me. He's wrong. Celestia loves me. I know she does. Why won't she answer me?
Unknown. Today was lovely. Me and Celestia took a walk through Canterlot. We had such a good time. I bought a new dress. It looks lovely. Really sets off my eyes. Selly picked out this hat that looks simply marvelous. We had a good laugh at one of the royal guards when he had to stand guard outside the shop. The storekeepers tried to give everything to us for free, but Selly wouldn't let them. She really hates it when people get all stuffy around her. I don't mind. But Selly thinks I'm a drama queen anyway.
Day 2391. I've been unconscious for a very long time. Months, maybe. I've started hallucinating. I see Celestia everywhere. I can't stop digging. The head of the mare is done. It's such an obvious sign, Celestia has to see it by now.
Day 2402.
She's doing this on purpose. She always ignored me as a filly. I can't believe I ever felt sorry about trying to take over the kingdom. She doesn't deserve it. She's an idiot. I hate her so much.
Day 2403.
I'm so sorry, Selly. I didn't mean it. I'm just so tired. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Unknown. Edward's following me. I can't get away from him. I thought I lost him, but then I heard him laughing at me. I tried to fly away, but my wings won't work anymore. I crashed into the ground and tried crawling. I couldn't lift my hooves. Edward said things to me. Horrible things. I wish he would go away. Day 2578. The stars are all wrong. I saw the summer constellations before I fell asleep. Now I'm staring straight at Orion. Unless I have to dig. I'm losing months at a time now. Unknown. Go away, Edward. Go away. She does love me. She does. Day 3178. It's nearly done. The head is clearly outlined and cross-hatched. I've been stretching out my wings this week. I'm going to fly up and take a look when I feel strong enough. Day 3185. It's beautiful. It doesn't look like me exactly, but it's definitely a pony. Celestia can't ignore this. First thing I'm going to do when I get back is eat a cupcake. I can already feel the fresh air on my face. Day 3192. I've been waiting for a week. Still no contact. I'm going to try talking to her again. Celestia. Celestia! Can you hear me? Are you listening? I'll try again tomorrow. Day 3193. Celestia? Hello? Please answer. Please! Day 3194. She's not answering. Maybe I need to go higher. My wings are almost working right again. I'll fly as far as I can and call her. Selly, please! It's Luna! Help me! Unknown. Edward came to me today. He told me all about Celestia. He said that she's glad I'm gone. She gets to raise both the sun and the moon now, he said. She never really loved me. She just wanted to have all the power herself. But he's wrong. Selly's not like that. Selly, I'm scared. Please help me. Day 4139. I've been asleep a long, long time. Over a year. Maybe two. I'm still here. Celestia isn't going to answer me. She has to have seen the giant mare. I don't know why she won't talk to me. Does this have anything to do with the elements? The Selly I know would never ignore me like this. Unless Edward's right. Day 4140. In 10 days there will be an eclipse. I've studied the stars. I know it's coming. Celestia will look up during the eclipse, see the moon, and remember me. She'll have to see the mare. She'll come for me, and I'll be free. Day 4150. It's happening. I can see the dark circle down in Equestria, right over Canterlot. Soon. Selly, it's me. Are you listening? Selly! Day 4151.
I don't need her anyway. Silly. Stop crying, you fool.
Unknown. I had a wonderful tea party today. Normally I don't go in for that sort of thing, but Edward convinced me. And he was right. It was delightful. I met so many of his friends. We all had such a good time talking about life on the moon. I do feel a bit guilty about not inviting Celestia. Edward insisted, though. He said that she wouldn't appreciate the moon tea. I thought the tea tasted like dust, but everything tastes like dust. Edward just laughed. I think I'm going to go lie down for a while. I don't feel very good. Day 5132. I stood on grass. Green, soft grass beneath a tree. I'd forgotten what trees looked like. There were great red apples hanging from the branches. I reached up to take one. But the tree grew taller and taller. I flapped my wings and flew into the air, trying to reach the fruit. The tree soared up with me. I chased the apple up into the sky, and it stretched all the way to the moon. I crashed into the dust with the apple in my mouth. As I bit into the delicious fruit, all I tasted was dust. I woke up sobbing. Day 5133. It's been over 14 years. Equestria has forgotten me. Celestia is ignoring me. They all hate me. I deserve it. I've never done anything to earn their love. They're happy that I'm stuck up here. I know it. I know it. Stop talking, Edward. Just stop talking. Day 5142. I give up. I'm going to go to sleep and never wake up. It's the closest thing I can get to death. Day 6450. Dreams, blood and dust, rocks and sand. Shadows. Can't see, can't breathe. So hungry. I feel like I've been stabbed in the chest. Agonizing hunger. I see food everywhere, but when I touch it, it dissolves. I can't stop crying. I won't sell it. Unknown. Today, Celie and I visit Philadelphia. They were having some trouble with a rampaging Ursa Major. Celestia tried to reason with the creature, but it just knocked her aside. She tried stopping it with her magic, but the Ursine are creatures of the stars. I reached out to the beast and touched its mind. It told me that it had been disturbed by a party of young colts sneaking into the cave and getting as close to it as they dared. Boys, honestly. I calmed down the Ursa Major, and it agreed to return to its cave as long as it wasn't disturbed again for a few years. I let Celestia take care of disciplining the young ponies responsible. "You have a remarkable gift," she told me when we returned to Canterlot. "I envy you, Luna. You create such beautiful things." "Oh, Celie," I said. "Thanks." "I just wish..." I sighed. Celestia looked at me knowingly. "I just wish that some of the others would notice. No one really cares about my knight." "Luna, never say that. Every pony appreciates what you do for us every night. Don't you think otherwise?" She smiled at me. "We all love you, Luna." I smiled shyly, blushing. "Thanks, sis." Tomorrow, I want to go to Cloudsdale to watch the Pegasi make the weather. I hope Celestia comes with me. Day 7459. 20 years. 20 years alone. I sleep most of the time now. I dream horrible things. Sometimes I try to cast spells just to hear Celie's voice again. I hear it whenever the magic bubbles up. "I do what I must, sister." "She betrayed me. She put me here. This is her..." "No. No. 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 Forgive me, Celestia. I just want to go home. I want to go home so badly." Day 8598. I tried to kill myself today. I climbed to the mountain in the Mare's Eye. I folded up my disused wings and dived off. I hit the ground hard. I think I broke one of my legs. I haven't moved since. The leg hurts less than my stomach. Day 8623. I'm still lying here. No more pain. Just numbness. Unknown. Edward, hello. It's been so long since we last talked. Yes, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have worried you so. Don't be sad. I'm okay. I'm immortal, remember? I just want to lay here a while longer. Oh, I'd be delighted to eat lunch with you. I'm having a bit of trouble standing, though. Maybe later? Sounds good to me. Day 8635. The leg has healed, but I still haven't moved. I wish Celestia would just put me out of my misery. She's laughing it up in the palace right now, I know it. That cold-hearted bitch took everything from me. Day 8637. I just want to die. Day 8638. I don't want to fall asleep again. The nightmares will come back. They always come back. They always come back. Day 109,201. Whole generations of ponies have been born and died during my slumber. Days have turned into years. My imprisonment has neared 3 centuries. In my dreams I see Celestia. I relive every moment we spent together. I hate her. Day 109,202. Today the impossible happened. I lifted a rock. With magic. It seems that the elements' effects are fading over time. Telekinesis today, perhaps energy manipulation in a few years. If my powers are returning, then many paths to Equestria lie before me. I can return to Celestia. We'll be so happy to see each other again. I want to hear her voice for real. I'm going to put myself to sleep again. Unknown. Freedom is so close. I can feel it. This time it's going to work. The mare might have failed, but maybe Celestia didn't realize what it was. She never was very good with the night sky. She might have just thought it was a natural phase of the moon. I'm sure there's an explanation for not talking to me. Celestia, I'm coming home soon, sister. Wait. Oh, no. No. Go away. I don't want to talk to you, Edward. No. Unknown. Edward keeps saying horrible things about Celie. He says she hates me. Celie could never hate me. She loves me. She loves my knight. All of them do. No, they don't. They all hate me. And Celestia hates me most of all. She wanted me gone. That's why she used the elements of harmony. I don't believe it. It's not true. She was just mistaken, that's all. She didn't know what the elements were going to do. She knew exactly what they would do. She banished you here for all eternity. Here? This place? Celie did this to me? Yes. Edward, stop speaking in my voice. You're scaring me. Day 219,003. I sleep for decades. I have no energy left. No food. No light. No friends. Nothing. What kind of monster could do this to their own sister? I should feel angry. I should feel hurt. I mostly feel lonely. Celie, please help me. Day 219,004. Today I made progress. I lifted a rock and sent it flying through the air. It must have flown at least 20 feet. My magic grows more powerful every day. even as my stomach aches and pains me.
Day 219,005. The stars whisper to me. My connection with the night is returning with my magic. Celestia controls the moon, but eventually I will control the stars. When that day comes, every pony in Equestria will know it. Day 219,006. I have to sleep again soon. I hate sleeping. It's as nightmarish as being awake, but with less control. I see strawberries in my dreams, bright red fruits tantalizingly close. They shrivel and die when I approach. Celestia walks beside me, like she always did. She leans in close as if to hug me. But when I reach out, her gaze turns hard and cold, and suddenly I feel myself falling into a deep pit. When I hit the bottom, I awaken to find myself here in this hellish prison.
Unknown. I'm angry, furious, broken-hearted. Tonight was supposed to be special. All the ponies below were supposed to look up at the sky and delight in the brightest full moon I've raised in over a century. They were supposed to see it and love me like they do my sister. I'm tired of being ignored. It's always the same, the summer sun celebration, the solstices, even the bloody time. It's always about the sun and my dear sister. She pretends not to notice, but all the people adore her far more than me. I wouldn't mind. I've played second fiddle to Celestia all my life. But this is the last straw. Tonight was my night, and not one of them is awake to see it. Fine. Let them sleep. The moon will still be here when they wake up. In fact, the moon will always be here. We'll see how much they care about their precious sun when it disappears forever. As for Celestia, if she's smart, she'll step aside. But then I always was the smart one.
Luna, it's time to lower the moon. Dawn's nearly here. I have to raise the sun in a few minutes.
Celestia stands next to me, urgently prodding. I close my eyes and shake my head. No. It's a simple word, but she doesn't seem to understand it.
No? Luna, this isn't funny. Come on, lower the moon.
Celestia, we've done the same thing for millennia. I'm tired of it.
Luna, what?
Celestia recoils, taken aback.
What are you talking about?
I do as much as you, sister, every day, and I'm never appreciated. You get all the praise. Don't deny it.
Celestia looks wounded to her heart. Luna, I'm so sorry. I know you're disappointed that...
Be quiet. Her mouth snaps shut abruptly, and her eyes widen a little.
Luna, what's come over you?
Day is over, sister. Now it's time for the night to reign for a while.
Luna, you can't do this. We have to raise the sun.
We. It's we now. You never had trouble before, Celestia. Her eyes are filled with tears now.
Luna, please, stop this.
No. I can practically hear her heart breaking. It's too late. I'm set on my course now. I step back and fall into a charging posture. I'm not letting you control me anymore.
Luna, she says sadly, I never controlled you. I love you with all my heart. But I can't let you do this.
You can't stop me. And then, just as I have relived it so many times,
Luna, this is madness, she begs one final time.
Sister, I have suffered under you for longer than I can remember. Now is the time of the night. All Equestria shall behold my works and rejoice in their splendor. All shall love me. Proudly I thrust my head into the air. I release my magic and my form changes. Beautiful and terrible. My legs lengthen and my body strengthens. My mane flows with blue, the magic coursing through me. Nightmare Moon is born.
Luna, listen to yourself. Think about what you're doing, please. Don't force me to do this. Celestia knows my answer, even before she pleads. As if you could stop me, Celestia. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of all of you and your ignorance. My beautiful knight deserves better, and I'm gonna give it better. I do what I must, sister. Celestia closes her eyes. You can try. I snort and prepare my magic for a duel between gods. Together we will shake apart continents, overturn oceans, crack open the very fabric of the world. Celestia speaks quietly. I call upon the elements of harmony.
What? What?
Honesty. Kindness.
Stop. Stop it. Sister!
Laughter. Generosity. The pain on her face is evident.
No!
Loyalty. I'm sorry, sister.
Celestia, wait!
Magic. Day 364,999. Years have turned to centuries. Time passes as one long, slow stream. But now, this moment, this single point in time, is the chance I've been waiting for. I've anticipated this moment for 1,000 years. My power over the night has returned. My magic is fully under my control again. And now it's time to go back to the land I was once banished from. Equestria. My home. Celestia, I'm coming for you. Edward was right. He was right because there was no Edward. There never was. It was only me. I knew the truth, even 1,000 years ago. You despised me like I've come to despise you. You wanted my power, my duty, my place. Now it's my turn, finally, after 1,000 years. I'm ready for you. The elements of harmony won't save you from my wrath. I will watch you burn. Dear sister, I'll enjoy every second of it. And then I'll raise the moon and cover Equestria in night for all eternity. Everything will die. Equestria will fade and be replaced with the dust that is all I know. You will suffer every moment of torment you've put me through. You'll wish for death by the end, Celestia. And I won't give it to you. Celestia, I'm coming. I'm coming for you. Luna? Luna, I've missed you so much. Please come home.
I am, sister. I am.
The end. Well, folks, that was my reading of A Millennium of Solitude. It took quite a while to get through to record all of it, because I did it in one entry at a time, and just listening to it right now, I'm definitely not an actor. I mean, if you're here, you got past the first couple of minutes, that's commendable, because I think I hit my stride about 20 minutes in, and even in my stride, I wasn't all that great. But yeah, I like doing things like this. I like reading audiobooks, and I would be happy to receive any feedback, criticism. I'm sure there will be criticism and encouragement, and just anything you can give me. And hoping to do more stuff like this pretty soon. And now I'm going to say a couple of things I was kind of disappointed in with this recording. I was disappointed in the acting the first 15 minutes. And I also wasn't too... I did a lot of screaming, kind of, and it made a sound in the microphone that just grates against the ear. Also, I made the mistake of Luna's nickname for Celestia, Celle. It's, after the first couple of times I said it, I'm like, oh, this is pronounced Celle, isn't it? Like, Celle, like a pet name. And I've been saying Celle, but I didn't want to go back to edit all of it out. So there's that.
And there's also one really funny blooper that I wanted to save and that we'll end on for class. Here it is.
I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
Sounds sexual.